Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. Developing good habits can be a challenge in any category of life. It takes repetition, it takes some insight, and this is true for everything: healthy eating, you know, relationships, financial habits too. So how do you go about changing those habits to achieve financial success? Connor Richardson is a CPA and the author of Millennial Money Makeover, and he joins us now to talk about his five steps to rewire your brain for financial success. He joins us from Austin, Texas. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
When you say rewire your brain, I have visions of a Commodore 64 and some electrodes on my skin. You probably don't mean it quite that literally. What do you mean when you use that phrase?
Yeah, we don't need quite that much. What I mean by that is really just recircuiting some of your cues that you have throughout your day. So all habits really follow a simple pattern, which is a cue, a routine, and reward. And when we make good financial habits, or when we're trying to construct new ones, we are just replacing the cue with a new routine and a new reward to create good habits.
Mm. Give me an example of where you have applied this in your life when it comes to money.
Yeah, so I wrote Millennial Money Makeover back in 2019. And the reason I wrote the book was really for myself, and it just happened to apply to millions of other millennials. But the cue that I kept giving myself was I would see something that I wanted and not really have a budget or anything in mind to buy it. And I would swipe my credit card. That was my cue. My routine was to swipe it, and my reward was that I got the object immediately with no thought into whether I could afford it or not. And as a result of that, I got into some pretty dire financial situations and was able to turn that around. So instead of seeing a cue again with something I wanted to buy, instead of using the same routine, which was to swipe my credit card, I would start paying things in cash so that I knew that I could afford them. And of course, that cuts back on how many things you can actually afford. But my reward was that I started to get in good financial footing. And that completely changed my outlook on life and my trajectory in life.
Mm. How did you enable your brain to feel satisfied with a longer term reward versus the dopamine that your prior habit provided in the moment?
Well, it all starts with intention. So you have to make the decision to turn around your finances. Like in my case, for example, I made a very intentional decision to stop what I was doing and recircuit my brain. And this usually takes around 90 plus days to do. And the first 90 days can be grueling, but you kind of have to get through that initial exercise to where your brain, it actually rewires your neuroplasticity to end up giving yourself a good dopamine hit when the reward finally comes. And that dopamine actually increases once you pass your 90-day mark. And it's interesting because 3 months is a long time, but it's not a long time. And evolutionary, like biologically, it makes sense that it takes us this long to actually change our habits. Because, you know, you make decisions all the time that you think you're going to stick with for a week or two, and that's all it ends up being. But the decisions that you actually stick with, it actually changes the neurocircuitry in your brain.
your five steps. I'm going to go through them here, but there are two that I want to focus on specifically. So decide what you want to change. Diagnose your habits. Write down your goal. Reverse engineer. Track your progress. The diagnosing of the habits. Is there like a menu here? What's on offer in terms of what you might determine to be a habit that you would like to change?
I think it all takes place in the sense of, you know, you have to decide where you want to go. So if you're trying to turn around your financial habits, for example, you have to make the decision to do that. And then what I lay out in Millennial Money Makeover is for people that know that they're in a bad financial situation, but they don't really know what to change. I give them the suggestion of take a look at the last maybe 2 or 3 months of your credit card bills or your spending and start to look at areas where you're buying things that you don't necessarily need, that you can begin to try to change some of the habits around purchasing those unnecessary items. And I literally suggest in the book that you take out a highlighter and a pen and you highlight everything and then tally them up so you can see how much you're spending on items that are non-essential. And when you see that number in the aggregate, it really starts to seep in. And that's really the power of writing down, you know, how much you're spending. And then you can write down your goals for how you're going to alleviate that. So the cues you can find in, you know, your bank statements, basically.
Yeah. If you're willing to open up the envelope and take a look or go online, write down your goal. I can see the power of that. It is empirical. It's specific. It's measurable. Let's use a simple example here. Someone's got $5,000 or $10,000 in credit card debt that they want to eliminate to zero. The next step is reverse engineer for success. Tell us about how you do that. So it's I want $10,000 to zero, and I want to do it in 12 months, say.
Yeah. So you take the $10,000 and you divide it by 12, and that's going to give you your monthly number that you need to, one, eliminate from your life. So you have to cut spending, or two, add income to try to pay that off quickly. And you can go either way. A lot of people focus on trying to earn more income with a side hustle or another alternative stream of income. But really the easiest way to do it is by cutting your variable expenses in life. So that's, you know, not purchasing new clothes, cutting back on going out to eat, all those non-essentials, you can cut down fairly quickly. Mm.
What are some of the pitfalls? I mean, in theory, this reads beautifully, and I'm sure you've got many, many examples and anecdotes of people who have been a home run with this approach. Not everyone would, and there may be some common pitfalls that people stumble on or hurdles that stumble on. What would those be?
I think the most common pitfall is that people aim too small. So they make their goals small enough to where it's comfortable. And what people really need to know is set big, audacious goals for themselves so that if they do come up a little bit short, when they look back, they're actually changing their financial life completely, whether that's paying off credit card debt or trying to save. You always end up ahead in the long run if you're setting big goals for yourself. So dream big. Mm.
No one, unless they are in the movie Castaway for the first half when Tom Hanks is by himself on a desert island, no one lives entirely alone. There are other humans, and those other humans can provide cues or hurdles that slow or interrupt the progress. How do you weave in the dynamic of the reality that we are humans with spouses and kids and parents and coworkers and friends, etc.?
Well, when I started my financial journey, I was dating the girl that is now my wife. And, you know, you have to get your partner on board. Mm. And sometimes that takes a couple months to do. Sometimes it can take longer. But if you can directionally change which way you're headed and gamify what you're doing, that's really where I've seen the most success. So you have to make it fun. You have to make it entertaining. And you also have to not forget to reward yourself. Everyone loves the dopamine hit, but when you pay off maybe 1 or 2 months of credit card debt, you know, go out and reward yourself because you definitely want the reward piece of the habit loop hitting you on a regular basis to make sure you can sustain your trajectory.
What's your example? What is your very particular and unique to you reward?
Mine's having a nice bottle of wine or champagne.
Nice so being whenever, like $30 or nice being $300?
Probably about $100.
$100. I don't really drink very much. So $100 just is like, I mean, I pay that for a Broadway musical, but wine? Oh my gosh. My role is not to judge. Hooray for you and rewarding your progress. And hooray for you for joining us today, Connor. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Connor Richardson is a CPA. He is author of Millennial Money Makeover. And he was here to talk about his five steps to rewiring your brain for financial success. He was in Austin, Texas today.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.